Welcome to Murder with the Misses. I'm Darren.
And I'm Amy. And today we're going to talk about Alex Murdaugh. Now, the Murdaugh family was a prominent family in the small community of Hampton, South Carolina. Alex Murdaugh was a well-known civil litigation lawyer who came from a long line of lawyers in this area. His father, grandfather, and great-grandfather had all been prosecutors in South Carolina, so you can only imagine the weight this name held in the community. Alex met his wife Maggie in college. She was said to be a girly girl who was always sweet and relaxed. They had their oldest son, Richard Alex Murdaugh, who we will refer to by his nickname Buster, in 1993. And in 1999, they had their youngest son, Paul, who they referred to as Pawpaw. The family was well off and owned many properties in the area, and we'll mention those throughout the story. On June 7th, 2021, Alex calls 911, reporting that he has found the bodies of Maggie and Paul at the dog kennels on their 1,700-acre hunting property in Islington that they called Moselle. They appeared to have been shot. Now, SLED, the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, arrived at the scene, and you can see the body cam footage online showing a distraught Alex, which is understandable. It is later determined that Paul was ambushed in the feeding room, where he was shot twice with a shotgun, once in the chest arm area, and as he tried to get out the door, he was shot once in the head. While Maggie was shot 5 times with an AR, evidence shows that the first 2 to 3 shots were in rapid succession, hitting her upper thigh while one passed through her abdomen and exited around her kidneys. At this point, it is believed that based on the blood evidence, that she fell to her knees with at least one hand on the ground while the gunman shot onto her, like in a downward motion. While both of the next shots would have been fatal, it is reported that it was the first shot that killed her.
So all this happened while Alex was taking a nap on the couch in the house, right?
Yes. He was taking the notorious nap, then says he woke up and went to his mother's house, and he found the bodies when he got back. Now, in this 911 call and in his initial interview, he made sure to mention the derogatory messages that Paul had been receiving on social media since a boating accident in 2019. That is what he's alluding to as being the motive for the shooting of Maggie and Paul. So let's talk about that. On April 18th, 2019, and then 19-year-old Paul and some of his friends took the Murdaugh boat out to go drinking. There is surveillance from a convenience store showing Paul scoring some beer using Buster's ID before they headed out. They went out to their destination and even stopped on the way back to the dock for more alcohol. Paul was well over the legal limit at this point. Actually, when later tested, he was 3 times the legal limit, and that was hours later. He was driving the boat at high speeds and very erratically. Once they were back on the water to head home, his driving was so bad that Mallory Beach's boyfriend Anthony was so concerned, he sat on the floor of the boat and made Mallory sit on his lap for more protection. Paul ended up crashing the boat into a bridge and several passengers were flung into the water. Anthony treaded water searching for Mallory, but could not find her. It was dark. Everyone was in shock. It was just a horrible situation. The police were called, and in their dash cam footage, you can hear Anthony screaming at Paul because Paul was smiling. When the police were asking who was driving the boat, you can also hear Anthony say that Paul is Alex Murdaugh's son, so good luck. It is obvious that the family had a lot of pull in this community and with law enforcement. A week later, Mallory's body was found, and Paul was charged with 2 counts of boating under the influence, causing bodily injury, and 1 count of BUI involving the death. These charges would eventually be dropped against Paul after his death in 2021, but the investigation did remain open.
So there was a $15 million settlement reached in 2023 between the Mallory family and the convenience store company, where Paul had bought the beer on their way to the water. So there is something that came from this.
Very true. Because sadly enough, just days before Paul was shot, he and some of his friends had already been drinking and had a cooler full of alcohol ready to head out onto the water again. So he didn't learn many lessons. They were stopped and the alcohol was confiscated, so they possibly avoided tragedy that day as well. The housekeeper reported that Alex said he would take care of it. The arrogance and entitlement in this story is disgusting. But this boating incident is what Alex was telling the cops could be the motive for the shooting that day. Now, during the investigation of Maggie and Paul's shooting, a couple of more things came to light.
It was a snowball effect.
It was a shit show.
Yeah.
This investigation actually reopened an investigation into the 2015 death of Stephen Smith. Stephen Smith was a 19-year-old who was classmates with Buster in high school. He died in an apparent hit and run, but the investigators found some type of evidence in the Murdaugh case. While looking into it, they haven't said exactly what yet, but we are going to do a separate episode on Stephen, so make sure you check that out for the details of his case.
We'll upload that one on the next one, just right after this story, so it'll be uploaded during the same time.
Perfect. So it also came to light that on February 26th, 2018, the Murdaugh's housekeeper and nanny, Gloria Satterfield, had died. This was a couple of weeks after she fell down the front steps of the Moselle property and hit her head. The story by Alex was that a dog tripped her. At Gloria's funeral, Alex actually approached Gloria's family, urging them to sue his homeowner's insurance provider because he wanted to make sure her boys were taken care of. He even recommended his former roommate to handle the case for them. They were told that the two boys could get about $100,000 each. What they didn't know is that Alex also had a $5 million umbrella policy. And while the family didn't see any money from this insurance company, Alex walked away with $4.3 million.
That was just one of so many families that trusted him. And he used them to fund his lifestyle and habits. He's dirty. I mean, has it ever been proven that he was the dog that knocked her down? I mean,
on the stairs.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
no, but that is something that's suspicious. Now, he did admit to stealing their money, so at least he did that. And the Satterfield's attorney were able to prove that the amounts taken was more like $7.5 million after all the other companies were also sued in connection with Gloria's death. So the family was awarded that money. In September 2021, Alex resigned from his law firm, and the next day, he called 911 again. He claims that he stopped on the side of the road to investigate a flat tire he had on his vehicle when a car pulled up and the person inside shot him in the head. 2 days later, he released a statement that he was entering rehab.
He supposedly had quite the addiction to painkillers. They said something like $50,000 to $60,000 a week for pills, what he was spending. I mean, that's
crazy.
That's a stupid amount of money.
Yes.
For freaking, what was it? I think it was oxycodone.
Yes.
Stupid amount of money.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what he said. He like even said it in court. That's outrageous. Okay, so these pills he was supposedly getting through his cousin Eddie. Now that's Alex's cousin, whose actual name is Curtis Smith. Alex would later admit that he had actually hired Curtis to kill him that day so that Buster could collect on his $10 million life insurance policy. But Curtis says that Alex called him, telling him to meet on the road, and when Eddie pulled up, Alex already had a gun in his hand. When Curtis tried to take the gun from him, it went off and grazed Alex's head. Curtis says he took the gun and drove away. But who knows the truth, because these two were in cahoots for a while.
They actually had an interview with Curtis, and they asked him, you know, did you do this? And he's like, no.
No, he's very adamant.
Yeah, he's like, no. I mean, And just to sit there and look at him on TV and everything, and he's real punctual with his answers. He's not like
him hawing around.
Yeah, he's not like just beating around the bush about it. He's actually like, no, I did not do this. It's like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever been blamed for.
Well, because, I mean, if somebody blames you for, you know, murder for hire, even if it's the person that you're supposed to kill was the one who hired you, it's, you don't want to go down like that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Alex's charges and arrests. He was arrested many times. He was arrested for shooting himself on September 15th, 2021. And he was also charged with stealing the settlement money, insurance fraud, and conspiracy then too. But the next day, a judge set a small $20,000 bond, and Alex was released right back into rehab. In October of 2021, he was arrested outside of that Florida rehab and charged with misappropriating insurance settlement money, which that was for Gloria. But it wasn't until June 14th, 2022, that he would be charged with two counts of murder for Maggie and Paul. The investigation into the shooting showed that it was no secret that Maggie and Alex were in a bit of a rough patch at that time, and she was staying at their beach house in Edisto Island. Alex's 81-year-old father was not doing well health-wise and was in the hospital. Alex told Maggie that she needed to come and see him before he died. She didn't want to go, but then told him that she would meet him at the hospital. He, however, talked her into meeting him at Moselle and said they would ride together to the hospital. Allegedly, Maggie even texted a friend on her way to the hunting land that day that Alex was acting really fishy. Paul was actually making a cell phone video near the dog kennels at 8:45 that evening, and you can hear Maggie's voice in the background. But you can also hear Alex's voice in the background calling for one of the dogs.
Oh, so his nap theory is out the window now. And, you know, and that just, and just to throw this tidbit out there, they actually sold the couch that he supposedly was sleeping on at the estate
When the shootings happened,
this thing went to auction. The couch sold for $30,000.
For a couch.
For a stupid-ass couch.
But it's true crime followers like us. That's like a little piece, but that's...
I ain't paying $30,000 for no damn couch.
It's not just a regular couch. I mean, I wouldn't want it.
It must be a magic couch or something. I don't know. I ain't paying $30,000 for no damn couch.
I don't care who slept on it.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's why I refer to it as the alibi couch because of it.
Ugh. This is bad juju.
That is bad juju. I don't want that juju in my house.
No.
Okay. So testimony says that Maggie and Paul were killed a few minutes after Paul was making that video. So that puts Alex right at the crime scene at the time of their deaths at around 8:50. At 9:06, Maggie's cell phone camera was activated for just a second, and they believe that it was trying to use the facial recognition to unlock the phone. At 9:47, Alex texted Maggie's phone saying, "Call me, babe," obviously trying to show that he was looking for her and would therefore have no knowledge of the shooting, because he called 911 at 10:06.
And Paul's cell phone was lying on the outside of his back pocket, like someone put it there, right?
Yes. So now Alex later did say that when he moved Paul's body to see if he was breathing, that the phone fell onto the ground. So he just picked it up and laid it back on his body. Hmm. Okay. There was also heavy discussions about what Alex was wearing. There was a Snapchat video posted by Paul earlier that day showing Alex in a blue shirt and khaki pants. But when the cops arrived later, he was wearing a t-shirt and shorts.
I've said it before that people can change clothes. But with all the time between when he shot them and when he called the cops, and it looks like it, maybe he cleaned himself up, took a shower, and changed his clothes.
That's true. But the issue for this one is not just that he changed clothes. It's where... Or the blue shirt and khaki pants.
Oh. They couldn't find the clothes he was wearing in the Snapchat video. Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
He obviously was wearing them just a couple of hours earlier on the property, and now they're nowhere to be found.
Of course not.
They're not in a hamper somewhere. They're not in the trash. So it's kind of odd that this entire outfit just disappeared. So let's talk about Alex's mom. She has Alzheimer's, but she's able to stay at home with a caregiver to assist her. According to this caregiver, Alex showed up at his mom's house sometime between 8:30 and 9:30 p.m. She said he was fidgety, and he was wearing the t-shirt and shorts outfit, so the blue shirt and khaki pants were gone at this point. He stayed for around 20 minutes, and he was carrying what looked like a blue tarp or something. A few days after the murders, he went back to the caregiver and said, "I was here 30 to 40 minutes, like telling her he was there for that long. And that made her super nervous. A couple of days after, he came back. And this time, he was being uncharacteristically generous, offering to help pay for her upcoming wedding, and said he could pull some strings to help her get her better job. I can't say words are cool when you can find them. Sorry.
Well, it sounds like he's offering to help her out, you know, if she helps him out.
Yeah.
With the timelines and stuff like that. But
yeah.
So basically, he's just bribing her.
You scratch my back, yeah. I'll scratch yours.
Yeah.
That's exactly what was happening.
Yeah, he's just bribing her.
And that's what the prosecutor said as well. He was trying to say he wasn't there, but that video on Paul's phone ruins all of that. Plus, that blue tarp that she was talking about was actually a blue rain jacket that was found at his mother's house about 3 months after the murders. Police tested it, and it tested positive for gunshot residue. 38 gunshot residue particles, to be exact, which is the consistency of if a recently fired gun had been wrapped up in the jacket. And I feel it needs to be mentioned that neither guns used in the murders were ever found. There were testing done on some guns because he had similar guns in his house or in Moselle. And they did shoot them and look at the striations or whatever they call it on the side of the bullet. But they said it couldn't be conclusively proven that one of those guns did it.
Yeah.
And he was charged with around 100 financial crimes. And
good then
shooting,
night.
Yeah, yes, as well as like shooting himself and the murders. For the murders, he was sentenced to 2 life sentences, which will run consecutively. And he plans to appeal, of course he does. And he did plead guilty and was sentenced to 27 years for his financial crimes. Because that's how he made his money, was screwing these families out of their money when they were going through their lawsuits.
Yeah.
The Moselle property was sold for $3.9 million, and they auctioned off the personal property like the alibi couch we talked about earlier and the family beach house in Edisto.
So where'd the money go?
All kinds of places. So Buster got some to pay for the estate and things like that. A chunk went to legal fees and to pay some outstanding liens and money that they owed to people. But about $2.6 million went towards the civil suit regarding Mallory Beach. She's the one that was killed in the boating accident. And that Moselle property went back up for sale last month.
Speaking of Buster, what does he have to say about all this?
So Buster was at the trial throughout the whole thing. And so he was emotional during some of it because, I mean, that's hard to hear. And he has said that calling his dad a psychopath is fair. He agrees with that, and it's a fair assessment. But he doesn't think that his dad killed his mom and Paul.
Even though they had video, basically, of his dad's voice yelling for the dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 minutes before they died.
It was like, was it Paul?
Paul.
Yeah, so he like went in there, shot Paul, hadn't heard the gunshot blast, and then he was yelling for the dog to come back.
No. So actually in the video, Paul is the one making the video.
Yeah.
And you can just hear Alex in the background hollering for one of the family dog, Buddy. So you can hear him saying, "Come here, buddy. Come here, buddy." But wasn't
there the shotgun blast? What did on the video too?
No.
Oh, I see. I thought it was.
No. Oh boy, if it was.
My bad.
No, that's okay. But yeah, so either way, that puts him right there within minutes of them dying. So his sleeping on the couch alibi, his going to his mom's alibi, all that is just, it doesn't work out.
And then he had the excuse that it was somebody was getting back at him.
Right.
For the death of Mallory or whatever. And
yeah, because Paul was getting a lot of hate on social media for that.
Yeah, and everything. But I mean, you know, the whole thing is, like, we even live in a town where there's families that just have too damn much money. And they can get away with pretty much anything. It basically boils down to who has the most money.
Right. You can buy a lot of things.
You can buy a lot of damn things.
And a lot of people.
And you can get out of a lot of damn trouble.
Yes, you can.
If you find the right damn person.
You can. And you're going to hear, well, you'll hear a little bit about it in the Stephen Smith case that we're going to do. But this one just, it screams it. Because everyone in this town was just... They all have all said that they've basically ran this town for generations because of all of them being lawyers, prosecutors, working in higher, you know, hierarchies of the law enforcement side and things like that. So they had a lot of pull and could be in a lot of people's ears to get whatever they needed done. Mm. Oof.
Maybe they sold that couch for $30,000. Maybe there was a bunch of oxycodone and like stash in the kitchens or something.
Some cartel went and bought it so they could. Sorry, I didn't say that. I didn't say it. I love the cartel.
We're just riffing here. We're not really. We don't really think this happened. We just think some dumbass paid $30,000.
I wouldn't call them dumb. I'm sorry if you bought the couch. You're not dumb. But you got a lot of extra money later on.
Good Lord. I mean, come on. Send it down here.
Let's talk about our Patreon. No, I'm just kidding.
No. We ain't got a Patreon. I know.
Not yet. One day, guys. But we did get new mics. We hope they sounded better.
Yeah, we're hoping we've been upgrading our system and everything. I know our last podcast, you know, they kind of sounded muffled and
like we were in a well.
Yeah, but we're new at this, so we're slowly upgrading our equipment and everything. We're trying to get everything better. But yeah, so next story, we're going to be talking about Stephen Smith. So
we will.
And I'll put a link at the end of the story where you guys can just click right on it and go straight to it once you guys get done listening to the Murdaugh story.
Or you could just subscribe to our channel. Absolutely. And you can get all of our stories.
If you subscribe, that would be awesome. We really appreciate it if you subscribe and then you guys get and then hit that bell. That way you know. That way it'll give you the notification where we post up new. We have been averaging about 2 to 4 podcasts a weekend. So this weekend we're trying to get 4 in.
Well, I better get to work.
Yeah, this weekend we're trying to get 4 in. But, you know, we work during the week and everything. So we do this on the weekend so that we have just...
Something to do.
We love doing it. And it's a lot of fun for us.
It is.
So, but, you know, we're not those big podcasters yet. So, I mean, it's just one of them deals where we just have to...
We'll get there
one of these days. And then we can just do this full time.
You just got to tell your friends.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our video. Please like, share, subscribe. And we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Okay. Bye.